Ayo, peace. This podcast will contain explicit language. So, if you do got children around, make sure you move them.
You want to give it up. If you give it up, you weren't a real artist to begin with.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Threat Count Podcast, episode 2. This is your man, Gorilla Will, a.k.a. Uncle Willie, a.k.a. Culture Shock, the Black Experience.
Yo, this is your boy, Decimus, a.k.a. the Thunder Cannoli, ooh-wee. You know what I'm saying? We out here right now on a beautiful evening. Hey, yo, so check it out. I got a few replies to the avocado toast.
I got a couple too, actually.
You got a couple replies to the avocado toast?
They're like, what's wrong with avocado toast? You don't know, you're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. Hey, no, honestly, I got one reply I got was the homie. I'll leave his name out. He was like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? As much as I crack on avocado toast, yo, that shit is kind of fire. He was like, he said he used the Gordon Ramsay recipe with the poached eggs and some shit. Like, I was like, okay, like, I mean, you really out here doing it, but you won't convert me.
Nah. Never in a million years.
You won't convert me.
Nah, man. Fuck avocados.
But he did make a point. He was like, avocado toast is like, it's ridiculous when you got to pay $13.50 for it. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I can just make the shit at home for half the price.
The niggas picking them ain't making $13 an hour? Like, come on, B.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Nah, fam. Nah. We're not going to talk about avocado toast every episode.
No, we're not. We're not. This is the last time.
Maybe.
Just because I got replies. I got people that like hit me up. Another person was like, wow, yo, you really came for avocado toast like that, yo? And I was like, yo, it had to happen.
Yeah.
I have no shame.
Word up, yo. How you feeling, yo? How's your week going?
Hey, man, week's good. I mean, it was going good for the first part of the week. I'm not saying it's a bad week right now, but it was going good for the first part of the week. And unfortunately, we had a brother pass away. Right. Actually, this past Thursday, the 15th, and it was a brother that, you know, we both knew from a young age, since he was a young age. I mean, we were still young too, but he was really young, you know, like 16, you know what I'm saying? He was like, but, yeah, man, I just want to, you know, send a peace and a blessing and some love to the spirit of Jonathan Ellis, Lil Sin.
No doubt, man. Sin was a homie. He came to Virginia and tore it up for a minute and then became just like one of the homies. Came by the crib, you know, late night sessions till 3, 4 a.m., traveling, everything. So much love to him and his family. Glad you found peace, brother.
You know, much love to the crew. Much love to the crew. Freak show. But yeah, we just want to send our love that way. That just happened. Everybody just found out. Everybody on the West Coast just found out on the 15th of November, this past Thursday. So, you know, like, big love in that direction. And we just want to make sure we acknowledge that first and foremost.
No doubt. Also, we had another brother make a transition who was a huge part of all of our childhoods and adult lives, for real. So one big up to the man, Stan Lee. Yee. Without him, MF Doom would not be your favorite rapper, yo.
Yo, that's a fact. Actually, we got a lot of rappers out there that started taking on some Stan Lee personas, you know, like Ghostface with Tone Start, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, niggas was out, yo, Cass is out here, like, on some real superhero shit. Like, hip-hop really, like, took a lot of influence, you know, from some superhero shit. Like, especially over time, as some of our generation, you know?
Right.
Like, as we were coming up, like, a lot of with the cartoons, and we were able to, like, visually, like, really live that stuff in multiple aspects, you know, not just the comics, but, you know, we had the cartoons and the action figures and, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, yeah, yo, we were able to really live that. And so bless Mr. Stan Lee.
And you also got to think about it. Like, people in hip hop take on different names and different personas to go out and help disenfranchised people, or at least that's how it started,
right?
Much like superheroes,
much like,
you know what I mean?
Much like,
I mean, hey, look, you got 50 Cent and Conway taking bullets and living, yo. That's some superhero shit.
That's some superhero shit, man.
For you,
50 is questionable. I don't know about 50, but
he's an anti-hero.
But Conway is actual superhero and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, what else? What else is going on this week? Oh, 25th anniversary of the 36 Chambers by Wu-Tang and Midnight Marauders by A Tribe Called Quest.
Ooh, yes. That's history. That's hip-hop history right there.
25 like, years.
25, yo.
And they still get bumped on a very regular basis.
On a very regular, you know, man, like so many lines, so many bars, so many memories, you know, Obama atomically, Socrates philosophies and hypotheses. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yo. Midnight right. Marauders, yo. Like, that's too much, man.
And I'm smooth like butter. What else? We had Freestyle Session went down last weekend.
Freestyle Session, that was tight. I saw some footage from that. Like, I actually, what's funny is I threw a jam the same day up here in Portland.
That's gangster.
As Freestyle Session, you know, kind of like one of those, like, damn, I can't make it right now. For everybody else that can't make it, let's do our own thing real quick. We out here. You know. Like, we'll watch the footage later. Like, that's all we was going to do anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who won what. I know the All-Stars.
I know a few people. We'll get to a few of those people later. But I don't know on the B-Boy side.
Nah.
I don't know on the B-Boy side.
Who won. I know who won the Top Rock. The Top Rock was... Wanda and Maka.
Oh, okay.
Big ups to Wanda and Maka for putting it down for the ladies one time.
Ooh, for the All ladies. All Styles
was Outrage and Cozy. Cozy. Yeah.
Outrage so and Cozy.
Outrage and Cozy. Outrage, if y'all don't know, Outrage is a crump. Number one, he's the first crumper to ever win anything at Freestyle Session. So that's major. So big ups to the homie.
Big ups to that.
But also, he's been stepping outside of Crump, and he's done KOD this year. He's done some other hip-hop teams this year, and he's been, you know, putting on, you know, for his style. So big ups to homie. Yo. And Cozy is Cozy, yo. Like,
man, look, man. Let me tell you something. Cozy is... there's a lot of people that don't even... understand like what she's even doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like you know, she's from Nigeria, you know, and you know my heart is with Nigeria because I got some Nigerian lineage.
Deep in the bottom of Africa, yo.
Yo, deep in the bottom, yo. Like, even though Nigeria is straight in West Africa. But anyways. you know, like, from Nigeria. So she's already got those roots. And she knows them, you know, and she's familiar and she knows how to use them. But she also knows how to get into that American hip hop bag, you know, learning from coming over to the States or, well, to Canada, but learning from, you know what I mean? Learning from the communities. She's fire, yo. Sometimes she be disrespectful, yo.
She's straight fire, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Undeniable.
Straight up.
Big ups to the homie, Khalif.
Yo, Khalif Sellers putting out his new joint on Catch the Ghost Records.
So is it, what I heard, he was spitting, right?
Yeah. I think the record you heard was called Wordplay.
The joint that Tsunami got down to.
Yes. And yeah. I think the album is called Bestseller. I know the album is called Bestseller, and the track that Tsunami was getting down to it, and Koflo got down to it as well.
That's right.
And they started hashtagging it as the Wordplay Challenge. That was the track, was Wordplay. And that's out, like, to listen to on YouTube and shit. So, and then Bestseller is the entire album. On some hint shit, on some real live, like, Sly shit. So, first weekend of September, I was in the Bay for All the Way Live Foundation. They had an event, that I battled in with a few homies, and Khalif was judging. But anyways, past that event, like day or two after, we ended up in the Catch the Ghost studio. I'll say it like that. All of us were just kicking it, and like I got to hear a couple of tracks off the album, and I don't even know is it out yet? Is it out right now?
I believe it's out.
It is out?
I don't know, nigga. I guess.
Nigga, you just said you believed it was out.
I said I believe. I didn't say I know. Believe is completely different, brother.
Okay, it is out. It came out on the 9th.
All right, word.
But to finish what I was saying, like, I heard some tracks on the album already, and I know it's fire. You know what I'm saying? I think I heard Kick It. Kick It was tight. Wordplay, we already heard that. I think It's Like That was what I also heard. And Buddha Stretch is on the album.
Heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
Big ups to the OG.
Yeah, you know I mean, so it's like, okay, we got dancers MCing, you know what I'm saying? MCs dancing, you know what I mean? Like, big ups to the culture, yo.
Wait, hold up. So, what the people really want to know is Thunder Cannoli featured on Khalif's album?
Thunder Cannoli is not featured on Khalif's album. Maybe soon. maybe in the future. Maybe if I pray about it enough and like,
yo, Cody, put me on, B. I can't rap or nothing, yo. But
it really work hard, but no, I'm not on the album. No.
Tell Cody, we trying to put an album out, yo. Like,
my MC career is like hasn't been on that side of the fence for a while.
For my those of y'all who don't know, Professore Decimus can actually spit. He's actually nice, and I'm not saying that because he's my man's in them. Because if he was trash, I would, like, be obligated.
Keep it real.
To tell me. Yeah. But my man's is nice. Super nice with it. With our friends, you kind of have to be. So, you know, there's that.
Yo, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I haven't really gotten down, like, for real in a minute, though. I really, really want to. Speaking of like, our friends, like, we have some incredible spitting-ass friends, like, and, damn, yo, like, a couple of them, the Rubber People, shout out to the Rubber People.
Hey.
But also to our big homie D Man, yo. Yo, Will, talk a little bit about D Man, yo.
Hey, yo, my man, native son, like a big brother to me, man. Like, my man's is dumb nice with it. He's been spitting for quite a while, and he's nice. But he's also at the adult part of his life where he doesn't have to put out music to try to get on, because he has like a really good job, so he does it just for the sport.
Like, yo, and that's respectable. That's hip hop. You know what I mean? Like,
that's real hip hop.
Everybody ain't got to be out here trying to fucking chase the green piece of paper like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
If he already good, then he good. You know?
You know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, since we're talking about the mans, I'm gonna go track of the week this week first.
Ooh, okay. Here.
If you already, okay. You know what I'm saying, rolled up to the destination.
We already lingering in that area, okay.
So I'm about to rock y'all a joint by my man Native Son, produced by my man Xenoface. This is a joint called No Shorts that doesn't exist anywhere.
Wow, this right is a Native here. Face joint?
The Xenoface joint.
It's, yeah. I'm talking about the Native Face.
This didn't make Native Face. This is an exclusive.
Oh, okay. I was like, yo.
Thread Count exclusive. Clue.
Thread Count exclusive.
World premiere.
Yo,
ladies and gentlemen, Native Son, produced by Xeno, No Shorts, here on the Thread Count podcast.
Spit rhyming with a hype requirement, my environment, everything the light colliding with, like a heart, it probably spark it in your wilderness, escape with your pride and your privileges, how real is this, jeans in the summer months, the cargoes and moccasins, take them to the east, my brother like a pilgrimage, keep a color colored gum, soul up in a wardrobe, still work for full time for wages and benefits, yo, catching feelings over cost of living, I dragged across some barren over crossroads, with the lost souls, looking for computer love, bronzo, a lady in the streets, but she's freaky on the console. Give me all you got, like a pot with the gumbo. Fucking with my fun to get you slumped low and humbled. Niggas eavesdropping on my plotting like Dumbo. No, like my tumble. Make them say uncle when we struggle. I'm all rumble, no combo. Action pack, counter punchlines that come in combos. Float like a Cadillac, sting like a battle rap. Rain on parades and rock the stage in a poncho. Sunbrain the morning like Alonzo. Moving in the shadows like Donzo and Ambo. Niggas don't want it with the young goal, shogun that showed unpartial, swinging that hot toy hunto. You pissing me off, you ripping me off. You killing me soft and cutting me short. The land of the lost, a can of the sauce. The Molotov spark randomly tossed. Yo, you pissing me off, you ripping me off. You killing me soft and cutting me short. The land of the lost, a can of the sauce. The Molotov spark randomly tossed.
And that was No Shorts by my man Native Son. 757, stand up.
Yes, 757, yo. I missed the 75, man. Like, I think I missed the people more than the actual 75 and shit.
Big facts. Anybody who's ever lived here is like, yo, man, I made some of my best friends there. but the city ain't shit. Like,
but I can't do it. Yeah, nah. I just can't do it. Right.
So we're gonna actually roll in to a new segment on our show.
Yeah.
Properly titled, "Shut the fuck up."
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yo, my man, break down what shut the fuck up is for all the people out there.
So check it. Like, for this segment in our show, shut the fuck up is specifically catered towards somebody who is just outright blatantly fucking up out here in the world and the culture and society and the community. Like, and if it's somebody that is just blatantly being a dick, an asshole, appropriating the culture, being a Donald Trump 45, like, identical.
Shout out to Ace Arms.
Oh shit. Then you're getting an automatic shut the fuck up. And that's what this section of our show is about. Just to kind of just say hey and clear the air about some of the unsaid thoughts that some of these people might be having about certain folks.
Because we're going to say it.
So who's on our shut the fuck up list this year? Or this
our
week?
Shut the fuck up list candidate for this week. For those of y'all who don't know, Decimus and I were part of the Universal Zulu Nation. You know what I'm saying? International, national, chapter 30, Virginia, stand up. What up? Bup, 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 bup. Right?
Solar flares, right?
Yeah. So we did a lot of good work in the name of Zulu. From pushing the culture forward to a summer camp to workshops, everything. Like, we put on super hard. Probably about, 2 years ago now?
It's about 2 years ago now.
About 2 years ago, a gentleman came out and spoke against the person who started the Zulu Nation, Afrika Bambaataa. Somebody came out and said that Bam was actually sexually abusing teens and children all the way through the major years of Zulu creation and still to today. Being that we were working with children and teaching dance classes and doing summer camps, we distanced ourselves from the Zulu Nation and from BAM as a whole. Because if there's one thing we don't get down with, it's mistreating children at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And next to that is mistreating women or mistreating anybody in a sexual fashion. So we're not down with that at all. If you're in this culture, you can't be down with that at all.
And the state, like literally and like mentally, but the state that we were in, you know, even geographically, like we couldn't afford to be attached to that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, we couldn't afford for people to see that on our names and put that finger on it. I mean, quite literally, the part of Virginia that we were in is pretty still conservative. So we very, very much so. So if somebody is, you know, when somebody already sees the red, black, and green, it's already like zoom, zoom, spidey senses and shit. Like niggas,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, and then you start adding the fact of, okay, a known child molester has been confirmed to be the founder of you guys' nation. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was kind of a fucked up position to really be in.
It really was. I know. And a lot of people think, because at first we were all like, it could be hearsay. We don't know the truth. We can't step out. Like the first dude who came out had a book coming out. So we were kind of like, we'll pay attention. Nobody knows this. But me, X, and maybe one other person, we were all together one night and received a phone call from one of X's OGs, who's from the Bronx. And one of his little homies had an encounter with Bam and called him and told him that it was all true. Now, granted, this man does not know us, which led me to believe this is 100% real. Like, my man, like, we found out not on the news, not on the radio, not on social media. It was a direct phone call.
From the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the hood. So that was automatic for us, you know?
So we cut it off after that. Then it came out that a lot of the founding members of the Zulu Nation were actually hiding this dude and tucking this stuff under the rug. And so we bounced.
Covered it up. And yeah, they covered it up, man. They were covering it up for him. You know, they knew what was happening, you know.
Well aware.
And they covered it up for him. And
so, like, luckily for us, like, we have a lot of younger OGs. So, you know, big up L1, big up X-Ray, big up D-Filthy, big up Nick, yo. What was Nick's name? Nicky Sins, yo. Big up Nicky Sins.
Peace, yes. Peace to 2-5.
So they put together Zulu Union and broke away from Zulu Nation because of the same reasons. To this day, people are still under the Zulu Nation banner as if none of this ever happened. People are still asking me to get down with Zulu Nation, even though all this went down. And for real, man, y'all got to be out of your damn minds. If y'all are losing it, B. Like, this man has been accused by people all over the world for child abuse, sexual abuse, and y'all quick to put Bill Cosby away. Y'all quick to say what's up to Harvey Weinstein, but because it's hip-hop, niggas is like, nah, yo, it can't be Bam, yo. Not Bam, yo. Okay. He made Planet Rock.
Right.
So to all y'all, I give you the inaugural. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Get your priorities straight, B.
Listen, yo, where's Bam? Where's Bam? Why haven't we heard from Bam?
Yeah, he did not come out and say anything.
Why haven't we heard from Bam? I think he said something one time and it was just like, oh, I don't know what these people are talking about. And then it was just like super like fishy and janksy and like, you knew it was some bullshit. You know, it was
an
like,
injustice,
man,
anywhere is an injustice anywhere. Like, shut up.
Right. Right. Like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up. I'm glad I got that off my chest, B. So if any of y'all are wondering where we stand with that, there it is.
There it is. Right. And also, for my Z's out there that are ignorant to this fact, if you are listening and you're ignorant to what has happened in the whole nation, you know, the whole Zulu shit, like, educate yourself, because, you know, there's cats out here that have zero idea of what they're attaching to their own names, you know? And it's like, it's kind of sad to see. You know, and then, like, you don't want to just walk up to him and be like, yo, you know, you know what I'm saying? And, like, be that cat. But at the same time, like, there has to be a point where that has to happen, you know?
Right.
So it's like, fuck.
That's what it is, yo. And we have another episode about conduct in hip-hop as far as consent and all that. So be on the lookout for that. We're not going to get into it right now. But
unless it's Jill Scott.
Ha! Nope. I'm not getting into that either. Nope. But some of y'all be treating some of these OGs like Jill Scott be treating that microphone.
Oh, don't say it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Don't do it till die.
That's real. People think because somebody was around and they made something that they liked that they can't be a shitty person. Nah, man. That's ridiculous.
Man. It's been proven too many times, man.
It has. So, you know what I'm saying? You know? Stop Jill Scott and these OGs, yo.
Stop Jill Scott and the OGs. Chill out on the fondling.
The fondling, yo. The airball fondling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of what happens, like, with, like, even people, like, in their own, like, crews, you know, like, people's crews. People in, you know, people got these crews that, you know, they cruise together, right? And then, you know, like, the crewmates be fucking up. And instead of checking them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be trying to, like, you know, put on for them, like, yo, like, stick up for them. And especially if the crewmate, it's especially the ones that have a crewmate that have a name behind them, you know?
Right.
Right? And it's like, and it's all, and it's usually the one crewmate that has like a big name, and then the rest of the crew is like fucking whack. You know what I'm saying? And then, and then so you see them all over the internet, like fondling their balls on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, yo, like,
who cares if we push him down the stairs, bro? He's nice.
Right.
Whatever, yo.
Fucking crew shit. The crew dynamic is funny to me, man.
The crew dynamic is crazy now. Like, back in the day, like, if you were in a crew, y'all was all trying to survive together.
Yeah, right. Now
it's like financial gain and shit.
Yo, that's so deep. That runs, that shit right, that statement right there runs so deep.
And let's be real. I'm not, hey, look, get your money, man. Hey, bro, if Monster or Red Bull or Nike was like, hey, man, we need you to come over here and you know what I'm saying, do something strange for this change, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing shit strange, but I'm going to dance my ass off.
Yeah. Hey, dancing might be strange to somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Pause.
Okay.
I'm going to pause that. I'm going to let you have that.
Yeah.
But, So there's been a lot of conversation about crews, super crews, and like the difference between the two. Like, It's weird. It's really weird. I mean, because let's be real. We all want somebody ill on the crew.
Right.
All crews don't start out as all homies. You know what I mean? Like, you might pull somebody in because you think they're nice, and then you become homies. But some people pull you in without ever wanting to be your homie.
They just like, yo, like, this cat is nice. It might be beneficial for him to be in our crew.
Right. Hey, yo, I got footwork. He got tops. Nobody has power. Hey, that's that black dude from that other crew. He has power.
He has double black flips and shit.
Double black flips. That was hilarious, sir.
Yeah, yo. You caught that, yo?
Double black flips. Got a little more steez than a regular black flip.
You know what I mean? A little more, like, it's just a little more big dickedly.
And on the first rotation, you hear Dynamite.
That's each rotation. Each rotation has a Dynamite. Like, Dynamite. He pauses in the air on the drum roll, like, Dynamite. Pause. Dynamite. Like,
the ladies and gentlemen, that is a double black flip.
A double black flip.
So next time you're listening, hashtag double black flip.
Oh shit.
Well, we were having kind of a conversation the other day about crews and loyalty and things of that nature. So X and I think our first crew together was R4D.
Yeah, the culmination, like, of you, I, Colin,
Dustin,
Eugene. Did we have anybody else on that shit?
That was starting five. I feel like somebody else got down.
Yeah.
Like,
I have zero idea who else would have gotten down besides us at that time.
Right. But we were five homies who happened to dance, who got together and made a crew called R4D. Outside of that, we joined Urban Artistry from DC. And once again, a lot of these connections were because we enjoyed working with people or had genuine friendships with somebody, and it turned into us just dancing together or training together or what have you. That True. Family aspect of crews is something that I feel like isn't as prominent nowadays in any dance, really.
Yeah. And that's what kind of changes the dynamic into, you know, trying to have a super crew versus like an actual crew, you know? I mean, because at one point, if you think about it, you had one crew, and like that, there was a whole dynamic behind having that one, because that was your fam, you know? That was right. That was your set. That was your folks that you roll with, you know? And so, like, you know, that whole mentality of like, this is my crew, I'm loyal to this one crew, you know what I'm saying? Like, because there was that family dynamic, you know? That's what was present, like, you know, like, so I see a little bit less of that now. I see a lot of, yo, this cat is dope, like, maybe he should get down.
Right. But it's more like, we can't win without this person, so we need to offer this person something to like sweeten the pot, and then
About the corporate crews. Those are the corporate crews, the Monsters and the Red Bulls and shit.
I don't know. I mean, cause let's be real. If there's a 5-on-5 and you have four people and you're missing, or let's say you have three, and you scout two other people just to win one event, I see that as the same as the corporate crews.
Mm.
Mm. With less financial backing.
Mm. Or, so are you saying, even on the track of like, you know, not to be salty, but like Seven Commandos, like that whole type of dynamic?
Yeah. I'd go with that.
I mean, do you think they were all really like
homies?
And, you know what I mean? Like incredible homies before they made Seven Commandos and shit?
Nah, yo. They were the top seven between like 2004 and 2008, 2009?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So they made a crew so they can dominate.
Besides Lee Lu, because he's an ass wipe.
Yeah.
But
nobody likes
him. He'll be our next STFU.
Nah, yo, he's been quiet.
Next time he does something stupid, because you know it's coming.
It is coming.
But I feel you. I feel you on that. Like, kind of that dynamic taking place of like, okay, we're just a whole bunch of nice niggas. Like, let's get together and take over the world and shit. Like, that's a super crew.
Right. Now, I know some cats will say that MZK is a super crew.
See, that was gonna be a question I had.
See, I know you, my man. I know you. You know why? Because we crew. Because we homies. I know how you think, bro.
Ooh.
So go ahead and ask the question, and then I'm gonna answer the question. Like I ain't just ask you the question you was gonna ask me.
So, us having so many MZK homies. Us loving MZK so much. I just got to put that disclaimer out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Those are the big bros, you know, shout out. But the question is feasible in context to the conversation we were just having. You know, would you consider MZK a super crew?
I'm going to get so much hate for this. No, I do not.
Okay, talk about that. Talk about that.
MZK is not a super crew, in my opinion, because of two things. One, they're looking for people who exhibit certain qualities, not necessarily people who are already at the top of their game. They're looking for certain qualities in members. Like, you have to share a certain air about yourself to even be considered, right?
Right.
And then also, there's a probationary period. So they're not going to go out and pick up box one today and then put them on. Like, there's a process. Like, you got to get your patches, top rocker, bottom rocker, middle patches. If I'm exposing the game, then I'm sorry. But but there's...
I think it's pretty public.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a process. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're developing people who have similar qualities. So that falls into crew family category for me.
Yeah.
It's the same way I feel about Assassins.
It's very true.
Like, Assassins... should be called a super crew because everybody's dumb raw and they've all won Juice to Boo like three times a piece.
But that's a little bit different though, because we as assassins were like, we were all trained under the same.
Fair enough.
I mean, we were all trained under the same few cats. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know. Like, through lineage and shit, you know, like all the way through to Damon Frost and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, Steen and them niggas. But
right.
At the same time, like through Junius, like, we were all, like, pretty much learned under that, like, umbrella. So, like, it's different.
Okay.
That's different.
That's right. I'm not saying they were super crew by any stretch of the imagination. But as far as having similar qualities in order to become an assassin, bong. And you got to put your work in.
Right. It's family.
Right. That's fam.
And you got to put your work in. And you got to put your work in.
That's an important part.
You got to put your work in. You got to be a warrior. That's true. So I understand. Like, so that definitely makes sense, though, about MZK, you know. And it's the same way I feel, you know, like, a lot of people don't understand the whole patch, you know, like, aspect, like, prospecting and shit. So, like, I mean, we don't really have to get too far into it, but, you know, that whole process, though, of being a prospect, you know, having that probationary period is, like, you know, that's where heads really find out, like, yo, are you really one of us, or are you just, like, faking the funk?
Right.
Like, they really dissecting you and seeing, like, what you about, you know? So it's not just, like, some, we're all nice, let's get together and take over the world. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, you know?
Right on.
Like, it's actual, like, okay, regardless of how nice you are, let's test your character, you know? So I feel that.
That's heavy.
You know, I mean, there's like, but there's so many ways that, like, super crews and, like, the crew shit can bend, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because while you got super crews on one end, you know, where people are just banding together for the sake of it to win win jams and
you had it right to win bands,
shit, like, to win bands. Exactly. Yo. But, but then you got niggas that got like 12 crews and shit. Like, it's almost the same purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like, okay, like, and then you look at niggas' hashtags and they be like, I'm not going to start naming off crews,
don't,
but
do that, yeah.
It'd be like six, you know what I mean? It'd be like six of them in a row. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, they'd be really out here, like, no shame about it, too. I could see two.
Right.
I can see two. Like, it's, and especially, like, as time has progressed and, like, you know, people are traveling more and gaining more meaningful relationships around the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see two. You know, three is pushing it. Three is like, all right, nigga, how do you, I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How do you stretch yourself to a third crew? maybe it's beyond me. Maybe it's just something I don't understand, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After that, anything after that is just like, see, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about four or more crews? You know what I mean? Like, even three. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so okay. Like, so there was one point where I was in, I was usually in two crews, to be fair.
Right.
Urban Artistry was like family. Like, I hardly saw them as a crew because they were the homies. Right.
Right.
I was in R4D with y'all. And then I've been in Funk Lords ATL for a minute.
Right.
The difference was, if I'm up here battling with y'all, then it's R4D. If I'm down south, then I'm Funk Lords. You know what I'm saying? So it's geographical, because the only Funk Lords members here at the time were myself, my brother All Caps, Flow Technology, and Colin.
Yeah. But that's still pretty solid for being in one region, you know, like outside of that, the home region of the Funk, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Outside of the home region, like that's still pretty nice to have, you know, four cats, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, go, what were you saying?
And we had to build that, like me and my brother got down the same weekend. Flowtech and Colin got down within a month of each other, like 2 years later, because we had no other Funk Lords here. So we expanded the crew here, but I still had the cats that I was training with. So like you and Dustin and all them that I did different battles under. So if I did a popping battle and it was me and Colin, then we were Funk Lords. If there was an all size battle and it was all of us, then it was R4D. So it was situational what the name would be, but you know, my loyalty was still to the same people.
Facts. Okay.
And I think loyalty is a big word in this whole thing too.
Man, loyalty is a forgotten word. Like, let's be real.
Yeah. You know?
Like, not forgotten, but it's
downplayed. It's
definitely downplayed. When you really consider, like, the principles of loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to consider, like, you know, like, sacrifice and, you know, dedication, like, reliability, responsibility, accountability. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have stopped that sacrifice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, especially nowadays, like, don't nobody would have sacrificed shit for nobody.
Damn thing.
You know what I'm saying? Let alone, you know, a group of people, you know, a group of other individuals that, like, are, you know, try to put on for each other, like, you know, to make that sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that shit's.
Like,
that's,
I feel like, loyalty wise, like, I would never want to get where I'm going without my crew being there. So if I'm getting good, then we're getting good. Then our crew name gets boosted. Not like I get good, y'all aren't as good, I'm going to bounce to the next best crew. You know what I mean?
Right. Or one of my other four crews.
Right.
And you I mean, but that's sometimes on the multiple crew shit, sometimes that's why niggas do shit like that, is because it's like, okay, which crew is relevant, right? Which crew do I want to roll with at the time? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I got them at my disposal. So like, which, you know, there's three jams going on and three of my crews are going to, you know, each of those three different jams. Like, which one do I want to prioritize more? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just a slippery slope. But
it really is.
Sorry to backtrack and shit.
Nah, I didn't backtrack it. Like, that's real. It's like, your loyalty is in question if at the first sign of adversity or discomfort, you're ready to go to another crew.
Mm.
And down here, that is an epidemic, bro.
Oh my god.
And it's not a problem. If somebody's on four different crews and there's only four crews in 757 to battle and you're in all four of them, there's no problem with that. Nobody has beef.
Right.
I'm not
quote unquote quote unquote beef.
Oh, right. It's avocado toast.
Tofu.
That's a new name for dance beef is avocado toast.
Tempeh.
Tempeh. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. That's wild.
Nah, totally. Totally.
If you want your thread count to be as high as possible, loyalty needs to be a constant.
Man, say that shit one more time.
One more time?
Like, one more time.
Yo. If you want your thread count to be official, I forgot what I said, but you got to be loyal, though. Loyalty is key. Loyalty is number one.
Yeah, I mean?
The man on the other side of his microphone is 3,000 miles away from me right now. But we still catch a bullet. Or hand bullets out. Either one.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's fair.
Gorilla Will can jump from Virginia to PO that fast if somebody fucking shot a bullet at me, yo. He'd be there and shit.
I'd be there, yo. And if I got there late, I would still handle business.
Damn.
Because that's my man's in there. That's loyalty. Through dance, X and I have become brothers. Like, real brothers. Like, I trust X more than I trust almost anybody on this planet. And everybody knows that. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, we started with dance. And then you
found out I kill people.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I could be like, yo, that's very helpful. Let's make a super crew.
Let's make a super crew because you kill people. And there's a couple other people around us that kill people. And let's just fucking kill people together.
Right. We got tired of dealing with people. So we taught a class together to promote community unity. And
community unity.
And then became homies. I ain't had no loot. He had loot. He didn't have a car. I had a car. I didn't have a car, though. He was the one with the car. But either way, we held each other down with dance as the base. But now, if dance is taken completely out of the fold, we'd still be best friends. We'd still be brothers. And I really feel like that's what a crew is at the base of it. If dance all went away, like, who's still riding for you?
I mean, and that's real. I mean, because when you think about it, though, like, technically, we don't have, like, a crew entity that ties us right now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just fucking brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, you know, like, that dynamic has always been first. And so, like, but even the cats I do have crew with, you know, like, they understand that dynamic as well, you know, like, they understand that, like, you know, like, if I'm going through some shit, like, they're, you know, Will's the first one there, like,
that's true.
But they're right there as well. You know what I mean? Right next to that nigga. They're, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're right there. And so, you know, when the whole Lil Sin shit happened this past Thursday, like, you know, Russ was right there in my corner, and he was just like, "Yo, I'm here for you, man." Like, you know, just really, like, affirming that, you know, and being there, and like, and that, like, to know what that, to feel that at that time, you know, especially from somebody that you call crew, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to feel that sincerity, you know what I mean? Was everything, you know?
Right.
Like,
and huge shout out to Russ. Real quick sidebar. Shout out to Russ. Me and Russ have been friends since 2006 from hosting jams together and stuff.
Right.
When I got engaged, Russ, he messaged me and he was like, congratulations, I'm happy for you. He messaged my fiance and was like, thank you for looking out for my brother. Thank you for making this man happy. He's done so much for other people. And thank you for bringing that light into his life. If either one of you need anything, I got y'all.
Look, yo.
That's crew. That, yo, he is one of the realest.
Look, yo. That's one of the realest cats on the entire planet. Like, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, same way with House, with Junius. Absolutely. You know, like,
Uncle Junius.
Uncle Junius and shit. Like, just to say, though, like, you know, like, to have those types of people in your corner, you know, like, to be able to have, you know, I haven't really been able to be extremely open about my story to so many people, you know. And so when I was able to feel comfortable to do that, like, with people, with somebody like Junius, and then, like, he was just, like, he was careful, but at the same time, he still showed strength, you know?
Right.
And still showed that he was there, you know what I mean? And that he was able to, like, help provide a sense of strength like that. Like, you know, to have that kind of depth and not just somebody like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and just loosely say, I'm here if you need anything. And that, like, that's all you hear from them, you know?
Right.
But to have somebody, like, really, like, put some depth behind, you know, what they say like that. Like, and then to be able to call them crew, you know, like the crew shit, like, is just extra at which point. Now we've even crossed into family. You know what I'm Absolutely. Saying? Like, so, like, that's part of the, I feel like, the missing, like, one of the missing dynamics when it comes to, like, crews these days, you know? Like, especially since, and the only reason, like, I feel like we're talking about it so hard is because people rep it so hard. You know, people got their crews, you know, flagged up all over the place. And
tattooed on them.
You know, like, tattooed on them, and, you know, like, and so they just throwing the shit up all over the place and being extra about it, which is tight, which is cool. It's cool. You know, I ain't knocking that. I'll never knock that, you know, because I'll be an assassino to the day I'm a fucking die now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll rep that shit accordingly. But, like, so same for other people, you know. But at the same time, if you're not really being loyal to your folks, if you're not making that sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's like, damn, yo. Like, what you going? Remember the epidemic? But it was like some viral social media shit. It was for the pussy, yo. Remember that shit?
Oh, shit. Talk about the joint that Erykah Badu did?
Yeah, yo.
Shut up.
Yo. It was like, yo, but yo, Cass is coming out with all kinds of shit, like what they would do for the pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's just like, it's just like, yo, keep that same energy, yo, when it comes to your folks.
You know what I'm saying?
What I mean? Like,
I think a lot of people out here would do anything for fame, anything for views, anything for loot, but you won't do anything for your homies.
For your people,
and that's kind of changed, man. Like, I said something about this yesterday. Like, we're losing a lot of good people because they don't have anybody to really ride for them. Like, yo, they man. Say they ride for them, but they're not really riding for them. And that has like, to change.
It has to, man. It's really ridiculous, you know?
Bring back real crews.
Bring back real clues, you know? Like, bring back, you know, bring back just dope people in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, bring back just, like, people that are, like, bring back what hip-hop is here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless if we get in, if we get in a battle and we start, you know, clowning out and like having fun and being derogatory, like whatever, you know what I mean? That's the battle setting, you know. But like when it comes to everyday, hip hop is everyday life, you know. And a lot of it was, you know, is here for us to be here for each other. You know what I mean? Like, especially our colored brothers and sisters, like, you know, it was here for us to uplift each other. But, you know, now that we have evolved and we've, you know, learned more and gained more, like, over the years, you know, like, we realize and understand that hip hop is for everybody, you know, everybody that is willing to, you know, just like pay the respects of their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the culture, you know? And so, like, you know, but part of that culture that you have to know and be wise about and understand is that, you know, like, it came from a place where people were marginalized and told they could never be anything and, you know, like, oppressed, you know, just like outright, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, you know, from that rose fucking one of the biggest gems on to ever hit the face of the planet, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then so, like, to come away from, you know, like that mentality of being here for each other and bringing each other out of these, you know, situations and like, you know, even if your brother's going through some shit, you know, even if he's relapsing on some drugs, even if he's got an addiction to sex, you know, even if he, whatever his case may be, whether it's your brother, your sister, your, you know, your other binary title, or non-binary for that matter, but whoever it is, you know, whatever they may be going through, you know, you got to try. You got to put yourself out there for
word up,
you know?
Because they'll say no, I mean, the first few times.
They'll say no, you know? And then you just tell them, look, let me wire you this $20, you know? Like, just to let you know that I'm here right in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to let you know, like, that we're here for each other. Like, this is what we're here for, you know? This is what this culture is, you know? And it's not just for the corny, loose, you know, sake of the culture, quote unquote, cliche saying, like, nah, some of us actually live this shit without having to fucking, you know, like, be funk. Corny about it. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I completely, like, I mean, because that's what we were talking about when you made that statement, you know, was just like, I mean, let's do a better job of collectively supporting and being here for our brothers and sisters, regardless of what they may be going through, you know, regardless of, you know, like the things that we don't want to see upon people, you know, because there are those things all the time, you know, there are those things all the time that, you know, people are doing that we don't want to see. And we, you know, we start pointing fingers and, you know, you need help. You need, okay, maybe they do need help, but who's going to help them get that help? You know? Right. Are you just going to turn the other way? Turn the other way is like almost, not almost, is like pretty much just the same as enabling them.
Right.
People, you know what I'm saying?
Like, sometimes some of these situations get hard, especially if your people are using, if your people are trying not to go back to the street life, like, it's hard to deal with. Like, it's real hard to deal with because everybody has something going on. Everybody's fighting a battle that we can't see. So.
That's right.
It's rough. Like, if my man's is calling me like, yo, like, none of these jobs working out. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm stressed out. I need money. I'm going back to, you know, doing what I do to make this money real quick. And you know your boy got two strikes. Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't dismiss him because you have something going on in your life.
You know,
because that one dismissal could lead to you losing a homie. So you,
and that's, but that's the type of shit that be happening though. You know, niggas be like, okay, like whatever, and then they just whatever it, and they look the other way. And like I said, that's exactly the same as enabling them. It's just as bad as enabling right. them. You know.
So we gotta.
And so.
You got it.
It's really like that, you know. It's really like, you know, and especially, and these are the type of people that be calling each other crew. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there's nothing else we can do for them. You know, they're too far gone. Like, I'm not saying you gotta break yourself for somebody, but at the same time, what I'm saying is you can, you know, make sure you establish the fact, like, you can make sure you establish the fact that, like, yo, like, I'm here for you, right? So regardless of if you want to go off on your tangent and be that and do that, whatever, we're still your crew and we're still here for you. We're still your family and we're still here for you. I'm still your brother, you know, I'm still your sister, whatever shoes I'm filling right now, but, you know, but I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? And just keeping that mentality and that thought established in somebody's mind is like, is what you need to be doing, you know? Like, so like telling somebody they got to break themselves, you know, like that's a lot of people probably thinking like, yo, I gotta wire this nigga money all the time.
Nah, hey, look,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
some people try to take advantage of you, but you should be able to smell that out. If y'all are real crew, you should know that who is and who isn't trying to take advantage of you. So
right.
Don't be a dummy. Right. Don't be boo-boo the fool. You know what I'm saying?
But, don't be boo-boo the fool.
But
don't get played out right. here. Like,
well, they said, you know, that's, we got help. So I sent them $30. But nah, bro. We said
that's the other side of it, though. That's the other side of it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you got a crew and shit don't mean you need to be out here fucking taking advantage of them and mooching and, you know what I'm saying, and being like, well, that's my crew. Like, you know, I should be able to ask them for anything. And
you should also be a
you know what I'm saying? Like, should also be a motherfucking adult. And if you're not an adult yet, you know, you got niggas like Zayku out here. They ain't even 21 nice. Yet. But, I know I talk about this nigga a lot. That's the last time.
He's nice. But, he's nice. That's right.
But but it's like, you know, if you're not an adult, you know what I'm saying? Like, just take heed and learn from your elders. Learn from the right ones. How about that? Let's say that. learn from the niggas that's actually out here being noble and loyal. And making sacrifices for their people.
And learn the difference between elders and olders. Just because somebody's older than you doesn't mean they're wiser than you.
Drop gems, nigga. Drop gems. Don't play.
You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of OGs who have conflicting stories on everything. Nah, son. Mm-hmm. But word. Mm-hmm. So last week, your key to raising your thread count was knowing when to talk about it, open communication. This week's way to raise your thread count is loyalty.
Ooh, loyalty. You know, showmanship. Show that you're there.
Right.
You know, be there. Stop spreading yourself to 4,000 different people and know your tribe.
Everybody
know yourself.
Everybody who's real crew will be there when you get married. They'll be there when you have your first child. They'll be there if you need help taking care of the 8 kids you had because you was wilding. But that's love, yo.
But that's love, kid, right? You know? But that's love. That's the tribe. That's how you know you got your tribe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you gotta have that, yo. You gotta have your tribe, man.
No doubt.
You gotta have your tribe, man. You know, I'm not saying you gotta go out and, you know, search for niggas like to sit under and, you know, like whatever. But I'm just saying, like, it's good to have a mentor.
Yeah.
It's good to have a mentor. You know, it's definitely good to have a mentor. And it's definitely good to, you know, like, if you have more than one mentor, then yes. You know, yes. Like, if it's real. If it's real. Like, if niggas is just out here trying to shape you into what they want you to be, like, then that's not mentorship.
Watch out for
that's
those.
Manipulation. Right. Right. But it's good to have a mentor. Good to have a mentor. I was actually having a conversation with somebody the other day, and you know, anonymous for the naming, of course. But she was talking to me about, like, you know, she hasn't really, like, been a part of a crew yet. You know, she's been a part of, like, different, you know, like, one-off entities where they've, like, done a show or two together or something like that. But, you know, she kind of brought up, like, I haven't really never been a part of a crew, and, you know, and then she started talking about, like, different crews in the area, you know, that she lives in, and she was, like, talking about, like, you know, like, and so I was just like, are you're not chasing, you're not trying to chase a crew, are you? You're not trying to, like, chase the idea of being in a crew, like, are you, you know? And then she didn't really know how to answer that question, because she might have felt like that's what she was doing.
Right. Like, you gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta search them out by seeing who has your best interest at heart and whose style fits yours. But, like, don't chase nobody ever.
That's facts. You know, I mean, yeah, don't chase, you know, chasing looks away. It definitely looks like a certain type of way. Like, put it this way, you know what I'm saying? If you out here trying to look for, or, like, look to be in a crew, like, maybe if it's not even specific, but you're just like, oh my gosh, I need to be noticed to be able to get put down. You know what I mean? You might find yourself doing things that you ain't really about.
Yikes. that sounds suspect, my guy.
I mean, what that sound like?
Exactly, you know what it sounds like.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you can't be out here with Jill Scott and trying to get on the cruise, dude.
Look, that's not what I was going towards. I wasn't even going that deep with it. But you know, that too. You know what I mean? Like,
oh God.
All I'm saying is you just might find yourself doing certain things that, you know, you wouldn't do on another basis, or just coming outside of your,
compromising, you know, your integrity.
Compromising your integrity.
Don't do that.
You know,
or the microphone.
And that's what we don't want to do. Not on the microphone, not on the dance floor, not in life. Like, we don't want to do it.
Nah, done.
Out of love. It's all love. Because I know, I'm pretty sure that person, if they listen to this episode, they'll know who they are.
So, we got to start.
It's all out of love.
Pouring out details.
Right. Right. Nah, I didn't, though. I really didn't put a whole bunch of details in there. And I'm sure that would help that person. You know, I'm sure they would appreciate, like, hearing that. Like, I hope.
Word, yo. Don't compromise yourself to be a part of a crew.
Don't compromise yourself for anything.
For anything. Except your wife.
Don't compromise yourself for a crew except your wife.
You gotta. You have no choice.
You have no choice. Like, maybe I don't want to eat, like, a salad with sesame seeds on it tonight, what? But fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'll compromise by asking if I can saute some steak up so I can lay that bitch on there. And you know what I'm saying? And then be good.
It's like, yo, maybe I don't want to watch This Is Us. But I'm going to end up watching This Is Us. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You gotta do it a compromise.
I leave the room. I don't compromise with that. I'll go wash dishes before I watch This Is Us.
It's fire, though.
I have no idea because I've never seen it.
Tell you, son. It's fire.
I have zero interest.
Hater. That was a good talk. That was a good topic. I feel like a lot of people needed to hear that, young and old.
Yo, for real. You know, like, it's just like, yo, be loyal to your folks, you know, like, be there, you know, show them that you're there. You
ever
know?
Present.
Ever present. Yeah, man, like, it's, especially when y'all vibe on some shit, you know, and like, it makes it so much easier to just, like, ride together and enjoy each other's, you know what I mean, company and enjoy each other's, like, authenticity and movement and building.
I thought you was about to say ride together, die together, bad boys for life. I was waiting for it.
Take that. You know what I picture when I hear Diddy say take that?
Dave Chappelle as Diddy?
That would be the first thing. No, that would be the second thing. Because before that, what I was picturing as a kid, before Dave Chappelle came out, what I was picturing, even as a kid, to this day, the first thing I was picturing was somebody in the barbershop with the little ass comb tapering the back of somebody's head with the clippers. And then they just, and while they combing it, while they combing the taper on the back of the neck, they saying, take that.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
shut up.
Does that make sense, yo? Like, does that make sense, yo? You know what I'm saying?
Feel like it'll be oil sheen instead of the actual comb, though. But I feel you. Like, maybe take that.
Maybe I didn't explain it good enough.
No, I feel you. I feel you 100%. It made a lot of sense. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, fuck you, dog. No, just me. But, straight up.
Where, yo?
But, on some oil sheen shit, like, I don't use that. I don't want to be seen with that. I don't even want to be seen at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm too gothic.
Too gothic for all that shit. But, you know,
Awesome gothic shit. What you got?
You know what sounds like oil sheen?
What?
Yo, track of the week.
Yo, that's actually pretty true.
It sounds
yo.
Like Jericho juice. Sounds like B? Drip.
It sounds like Jericho juice, like fresh in the middle of July. You know what I'm saying? Like more so like July 22nd.
Yeah, like dead center.
Like July 22nd, Jericho juice in the Cutlass. Hop out the leather seat with the oil stain on the back. Drip. You know what I'm saying? Like, drip, nigga. Hey, yo, shout out to Anderson .Paak, yo. Like, this nigga, he just put out this album. Oxnard on the same day we're recording this podcast, the 16th.
And it's fire.
It's fire, bro. It's fire. Like all the way through. is like he's got some good features. He's got some great producers, Dre, Ninth Wonder, himself, I'm sure.
Q-Tip the Abstract.
Q-Tip. Man, it's a fire album. Like, go listen to that, yo. Go listen to that album. Oxnard, Anderson .Paak. My track of the week this week is off that album. And it's the track called Tense. And that's what we meant by it sounding like the middle of July with the Jericho juice.
You know what I'm saying?
Tents in your windows and the Cutlass, man.
In the Cutlass.
Play the track.
In the man. Box Chevy.
Play the Tents. Track.
Anderson .Paak featuring Kendrick Lamar.
For the cameras,
right?
Fuck, I'm doing fish bowling.
Sorry.
100,000 on the passenger, bitch. I'm Kendrick Lamar. Respect me from afar. I was made in this image. You call me a god. Everybody in attendance. I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that nigga 900 horse? Can you drive that nigga a G5? Can you fly that nigga? I need 10 so I can look at the snakes and poses.
I need 10
cause bomb head is non-disclosure.
I need 10
so I can live with a peace of mind without niggas taking a piece of mind and peace be still and not do fine. So fuck a fix it ticket. You pull me over and might see one of your bitches.
That is funky. My goodness, yo.
That joint's mega funky.
Once again, Tense, Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar off the Oxnard album that dropped today. Whew. Boy.
Woo!
Fire Flames. Cali, huh?
Yeah, that boy did it again.
He did,
man.
Yo. I'm waiting for another No Worries project. Him and Knowledge, yo. Yeah, oh.
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Oh my gosh. That is ridiculous.
Super misogynistic.
Oh man.
But yo.
Hey man, sometimes we just gotta let it rock, man. You know what I'm saying?
The views.
That's part of life, yo. Some people, you know what I mean? Some people be all about the ladies. You know what I mean? Some people are all about the men's. Some people are all about both.
Shout out to them.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to them.
Best of both worlds.
You know?
That was weird. I'm sorry.
But yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh.
So does that sound mean? Ladies and gentlemen, probably not yet.
I'm never ready for this. This musical like interlude, like I'm never ready.
It sounds like NPR, but what does
it does
for our new listeners? What does that sound mean?
Ooh, it's time for our dancers of the week.
I know that's right.
Yeah, dancers of the week.
Woo.
Yeah, yo, who you want? I went first last time, yo. First. You go first.
No honorable mention this week.
No honorable mention.
I kind of did with the whole freestyle session joint. So, Outrage, Cozy, honorable mentions for this week. Big up. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. Right, pretty much. Right? Yeah.
So, my dancer of the week.
Yeah, North Fire.
My dancer of the week, episode 2, November 16th. I'm going to give it to a local boy. We're going to give it to my man's Diz 187.
Ooh.
Formerly.
With the updated name and everything.
Formerly Kid Dizon, Virginia Beach, Blessings in Action crew. We've known Dizon since he was 13 years old. My man came to us at an event, and all he had was a backflip. Literally, just a backflip. And he was like, I want to be down. And we met his parents, and he would start coming to practice with us. And now my man is 26, and he's killing it. And he just won Breaking Bread 9, which is a 757 classic. It's something that's very near and dear to the community here.
Very near and dear. That's his. That's Dizon's second win. One.
He won Breaking Bread 7 and Breaking Bread 9.
Second Breaking Bread for Diz. Give it up for Diz 187. Let me get a woo. You got a woo one time for Diz 187. Woo! Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Give it up for the man's one time. He definitely has put on over the years from the super young age. Everybody in the scene has been coming up with him for, that's over a decade. To be 26 and over a decade in, like, that's fire. That's
and he put in the work.
So,
student of the game.
Definitely been putting in the work. That's for sure. Big up to him, yo.
Who you got, my man?
Big up to him. So, for my dancer of the week, I met this cat. When did I meet this cat? 2016. We were at House Dance Festival in the Bay Area together. I met this cat there, and like, he was nice. Like, he entered the Abyss pre-qualifier that was in the Bay that year. His prelim round came, and like, this cat shut the joint down. Like, niggas was like, yo, like, who is this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, yo, that was tight. Like, house was bugging. You know what I mean? Like, house is like, yo, what? Like, where'd this kid come from? You know what I'm saying? But to fast forward a little bit, he just won the whacking category at Freestyle Session last weekend. He also won the 2v2 Breakdown the House in LA, which is put together by Capella, Yuxin, Serial Steppers Heads, Wanted Posse, and shit. So they brought it to LA, and him. And who did he win it with? Cirano from Mexico, MZK. Mm-hmm. They won the 2v2 Breaking Down the House in LA. So my dancer of the week is gonna go out to GQ, Jabari repping Versus Styles out of LA, originally from the Bay Area, Berkeley area. I've been living in LA for the past, 6 years or something like that, I think is what he said. But he's, man, ever since I met him at the joint, man, he's been putting on, dude. He's been putting on. Like, I've been keeping tabs on homie and just watching them and, you know, watching his progress. And yo, this cat is tight. Like, if you never seen GQ get down, I don't know, like, all the platforms that he's on, but I usually follow him on Instagram. Look him up. Jabari, GQ, Versus Style, LA.
You know what I mean?
He's out here smoking niggas. And this nigga's only 24.
Hey, yo, it's time to get my 24. Man. The one and only Woo. He gets two woos.
Let me get a woo one time.
Woo!
Yo,
two woos. He won two joints. Woo! You win two joints,
yes,
you get
yes,
two woos.
Yes.
And that's how we feel.
You win two in a row. You win two in a row, you get two.
And big
woos.
Up to you know Miss Funk and Breeze Lee, who head up Versus Styles.
Yo, training killers.
They doing work out there. And they're still winning. Like, Breeze Lee won something like a month ago, maybe.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, I was in the Bay first weekend of September for All the Way Live, and Versus Styles as a crew, they won the All Styles crew battle at All the Way Live.
Craziness.
I don't think GQ was there for that though. He wasn't there for that. But regardless, on his own, man, he's been holding it down. He also won the 2v2 freestyle, the freestyle session 2v2 in 2016.
Okay.
He won that with Barry Groove from Versus Style. So two Versus Style heads in 2016, him and Barry Groove. So you know. I mean, at the time, you know, 2 years ago, if he's 24 now, 2 years ago, he would have been 22, winning a freestyle session category. Like, shit, son. Ugh. Dancer of the week. That's why he's my dancer of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now nearing the end of another dope episode of What's Your Thread Count? Thread Count Podcast with your broke ass.
Yeah. Which broke asses.
Add us on Instagram at What's Your Thread Count? Facebook, Thread Count Podcast, What's Your Thread Count? Starting probably this week, we'll be opening up our inbox for questions for future joints. So,
yes, we will. What we'll do is we'll decide either who our guest will be or our topic ahead of time. And so we will put out for you to be able to comment and ask us questions about our predetermined topic or guest. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel. Make sure you leave a rating. Make sure you leave a review. And make sure you share with your friends and family that are interested in the culture and just want to hear two real motherfuckers talk about some real shit and still have fun at the same time in a real ass way. Ooh. Ooh.
So we leave you with always and forever, when you get ready to do something, don't forget to ask yourself, what's your thread count? We out. Peace with your broke ass.
Peace.
You want to give it up? You give it up? You want to realize to begin with?
Yeah. Frank. Yeah.